Bolton, which ranks second in size and number of guests entertained, to some, possesses attractions that place it first at Lake George. For while it is near good fishing ground, and within easy rowing distance of the Narrows, it is still connected with the outer world by the steamers that touch daily, and by a good country road forming a beautiful drive along shore to Caldwell. It is rather quiet and patronized by a good class of guests, many of whom are booked for the season, but few for less than a fortnight, while that glum, irresponsible species known as transient is seldom caught in the neighborhood, its visitors apparently coming to enjoy the pure fresh air and the free and easy sort of way that seems to go with the place. And it is generally looked upon as the golden mean between two extremes, a sort of connecting link, according to the Darwinian theory, between the hunters in the Narrows and the dandies at the Fort William Henry. Strangers are sometimes at a loss to locate Bolton properly. To the guests, it means the hotels. A little further south, the Huddle, where the post office is situated, is Bolton. It is also gathering around the churches, and the shoemaker, pegging industriously away in the northern part of the town, fondly imagines that that will be the spot where at some future day will gather the elite of this highly diffused village. Nearly midway between the hotels, the road runs up the mountain, which, if followed, will give the climber some very fine views of the lake and surrounding country. From the pinnacle, the highest point seen from the hotels and which is easy of access, nearly all the lake to the south and the Narrows dotted with its hundred islands can be seen. Then turning slowly around to the north, we see the bold promontory of Tongue Mountain, dividing the lake into two parts, its broken rocky sides reflected in the northwest bay, while over against it on the west the cultivated fields slope gradually down to the water's edge. The drive along the shore southward is delightful. To the north wild, and at places grand, leading as it does around the head of Northwest Bay and over the mountain toward Hague, a good single rig can be obtained from Lahn for a morning or afternoon drive for about $2, a double for 4 to 6. Those desiring to fish will have no difficulty in finding men to accompany them, who furnish the boat and everything needed for the sport at $3 per day.